A new era officially begins at the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry in Syracuse this weekend. Dr. Quinton Wheeler will be inaugurated as the school's fourth president. WRVO's Ellen Abbott looks at how Wheeler sees ESF fitting into a world where environmental issues are moving closer to the forefront.
Wheeler, a biologist by trade who specializes in bugs and biodiversity, comes to ESF after stints at Arizona State University and Cornell. And that biodiversity background bubbles up when he talks about the future.
At the current rate of species extinction, it's believed that within 300 years, 75% of all the kinds of plants and animals will be gone. So unless we make decisions to do things differently, to set aside more wild places and to interact with nature in a different way, that's the future.
Wheeler believes ESF, with its strength in forestry and natural history, is poised to play a major leadership role in making those decisions. He admits that the competition is great. The number of environmental programs in colleges across the country is booming, but he thinks ESF has an edge.
There's this field of weeds growing, and everyone has a toe in the pool. But ESF is unique because we only focus on the environment and have for a century.
Exactly how to become that preeminent school will be part of a strategic planning process that's starting this fall. Among the short-term goals, get more out-of-state students to the SUNY campus and create a bigger reputation nationally. But Wheeler says there's a much bigger consideration as well.
The decisions we make now and in the next few decades will be a tipping point. It'll forever determine how diverse life is on this planet going forward.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.